You guys are here, one of the sponsors for World Agricultural Forum. Tell us a little bit about, at least from your perspective, what you see this meeting being about, and I guess Novus's role in it.
So the World Agricultural Congress has actually been going on for about 12 years. I think this is probably the sixth Congress we've had. Every 2 years in St. Louis, we've had a Congress bringing in leaders from all around the world, from industry, from the private sector, from public governments from around the world, civil society or NGOs are now participating very actively. And the purpose is really to bring in these people to have an opportunity of sharing their concerns and challenges and looking for ways in which we can really effectively feed the world. So this organization doesn't in itself try to establish a policy or a position, but it tries to bring people together and have them find ways of working together on common interests and common issues as we're looking in terms of feeding the world. Today we have 6.5 billion people in the world, and by 2050 it's projected to be 9 billion people. Today we're not feeding everyone. We know the technologies are there, a lot of challenges and resources. But it can be done if we can find ways to work together across the world. And that's why having this kind of a setting and a Congress and people from all around the world come together. Novus, we provide supplements that go into animal feeds. And we have customers all around the world. And for us, it's really exciting to be able to bring customers in. We have a number of customers from different parts of the world, from Argentina, from Europe, from different parts of the world that are coming here to share in this Congress. And we've done this now. This is probably the fourth Congress we've actually brought people in to St. Louis, customers from all different parts. We just recently had a roundtable session in Thailand, which was the first regional World Ag Forum. That was back in March, where we had representatives from China, from Thailand, from India, from all parts of Asia, really talking about what were the important issues to them in terms of how we're going to feed the world, the limitations on water, the limitations on with regard to technologies, how really spreading the information and technology, how we can actually get education to the farmers that's appropriate to them and to what their needs are in their market. So for Novus, these are potential customers. It's a potential way of building capacity in different parts of the world. And so we look at it as being a part of this kind of food value chain. We are part of that whole agricultural program. And the World Ag Forum is one of those efforts we make to really try and reach with our customers and contribute back to the industry and really eventually contribute back into how we feed the world.
Well, of course, as you mentioned, you've got your current and possibly prospective customers coming in. What kind of things do you think that they're going to want to hit on during this event? And are there going to be some things that you can do immediately or things that you have to say, okay, that's something we have to plan for 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road?
So many of these things do take a lot of long-term planning and initiative. We've already started an education outreach program ourselves in China. We're working with 8 different universities there and have scholarships in these universities and internships for the students to come have opportunity of coming to the U.S. That's been already a way of collaborating with some of our customers in that particular market. I think some of the other customers we see that come here, they want to see something a little bit at a different level, different perspective. We have every day our challenges in the work and the business we do. Grain prices are too high, or chicken prices are too low, or those kind of things that we face every day. But it's not very often that we have a chance to interact both with people from other countries that may be facing similar challenges, or from a different part of the food industry, and so it won't necessarily lead to a specific action plan. That would be good if it can. On Wednesday, after the Congress ends, we're going to have a group of our customers come together at the Novus headquarters and talk about sustainability initiatives. Novus has done a lot in terms of sustainability ourselves. We issued our first report on sustainability this past year. I mentioned already our outreach in terms of education. And so this is another way in which we can engage our customers into something that's very specific. In terms of livestock production, there's a huge challenge in terms of the impact on the environment, the animal well-being, efficiency of production, all these different challenges they're facing. So we'll bring them together on Wednesday afternoon and talk about that in a more focused way and hopefully, you know, sharing way, because while they come from different parts of the world, many of the issues they face are the same.
Farming is farming, no matter where you go, it seems like.
Exactly right. That's right.
Some great information. Anything else you'd like to pass along to our audience, what they'll see over the next few days with the World Ag Forum here in St. Louis?
Well, I think the Congress will be like it has been before. Many people will be sharing success stories, things that have worked, models that have worked. We'll be looking in terms of those huge challenges that still remain. And I think that people just, if they become aware how important and fundamental agriculture is in terms of our whole economy, and this is something we're trying to share to people to understand, and try to understand that without agriculture, there's no food, and without no food, we really don't have much hope. So,
Thad Simons, President and CEO of Novus International. Thanks for talking to us.
Okay, thank you.